My guest today is Betty Symington, who is the Executive Director of the Episcopal Refugee and Immigrant Centre Alliance, which is known as ERICA. It's an outreach program of the Cathedral of the Incarnation in Baltimore. It's such a pleasure to welcome you here. Thank you so much for coming in, Betty.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very excited to be here.
So the name really does describe it in terms of Refugee and Immigration Centre. How is it that you have been able to get the word out to people who need your services?
Well, I would say that word of mouth is a major way we get the word out. People who have come tell their friends and acquaintances. The internet has proven very helpful. People find us on the internet. And we have fundraising events, and that helps as well. And we also, as small as we are, to get our work done, we need to collaborate with other community programs. And so we are part of not an official network, but a vibrant network of organizations in the Baltimore area that focus on immigrants and refugees. And so we do a lot of referrals back and forth. We collaborate on projects, whether it's advocacy, sometimes different groups supporting a particular family together.
How would you encapsulate your mission?
Our mission is to ensure that Baltimore is a welcoming place for immigrants. And we do that as a resource center. We have some very unique niche programs, I think. And we strive to listen very carefully and very deeply to the people who come to us. And we strive to provide and work out with them very practical solutions and ways for them to achieve their goals.
So what would those be? Where do you find that you are needed most in terms of help in settling?
Our experience is that social service kinds and social justice kinds of organizations have found that housing first is an approach that really makes sense. That if people do not have a stable place to live and to call their own a safe and secure place, it's almost impossible to address other issues and other challenges.
So those are the practical side of things.
Yes.
A really marvelous element of what you do is the concentration on the reunification of families.
Yes, we have a program called Family Reunification. Originally, it was for zero interest loans. We found that people needed help. If you are a refugee, as opposed to an asylum, someone who has received asylum, you can get a loan through the refugee resettlement organizations. If you are an asylee, you cannot. So we have had that loan program. We actually now have changed it as of 2015 into a small grant program, because what happened, we discovered, is that when families arrive, your costs go up, many more challenges, and it was really a huge burden to pay back. So we've worked out a different kind of program for that. It's something that our supporters love, and clearly it's something that the people who participate in our program are very thankful for.
This is really an extraordinary program. It is called ERICA. It stands for Episcopal Refugee and Immigrant Centre Alliance, an outreach program of the Cathedral of the Incarnation. Their web address is erica-baltimore.org, doing their part to make sure that Baltimore is a welcoming center for people who come into the country. It's been such a pleasure to speak to ERICA's Executive Director, Betty Symington. Thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you.